Cincinnati's new mayor, Aftab Puraval, is the first Asian-American mayor of a major Midwestern city. And of course, his home team, the Cincinnati Bengals, play in the Super Bowl Sunday against the Los Angeles Rams. The mayor has high hopes for his team and for his city and his time in office. Mayor Aftab Puraval joins us now. Mr. Mayor, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me on. It's an exciting time here in Cincinnati, and I'm excited to share that with your listeners.
You're the first Asian-American mayor of a major city in the Midwest. Your mother's from Tibet, your father from India. What is the benefit of fresh eyes to lead your city?
Well, it's critical. We have a brand new council. We've got a new mayor, a new police chief on the way, a new fire chief. We've got a once-in-a-generation opportunity to put Cincinnati in the driver's seat to be a leader on sustainability, to be a leader on racial equity and racial justice. And the good news is the work's already been started. The largest solar farm that is city-led in the country is here in Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. In fact, our solar farm will start to generate enough energy to power our entire city government in the near future. The most connected city in the country for broadband is here in Cincinnati. So we're building a city of the future, and new leadership is critical to that.
Well, to lead these initiatives, you had to get your name out there. You had to introduce your name to this city. It's an unusual name in this country, Aftab. Tell me about the Aftab Aflac story to get your name out there.
Well, first off, I'm incredibly proud of my name. It means sunshine. As you mentioned, my mother is from Tibet. She was forced to flee her home. So my grandparents and my mom picked up, made their way through the Himalayas, through Nepal, and into India, where she grew up as a refugee. Against all odds, she got an education. She made it to college, where she met my father, who's from Punjab, India. The couple got married, and they decided to come to the United States. So see the shining sea, New York to California. They could have gone anywhere, and they chose Beaver Creek, Ohio. No idea what they were thinking. But yeah, my name is incredibly proud. But as a politician, it can be challenging. When you see AFTAB on a yard sign, it doesn't occur to you that that's a person. That might be an insurance company. Maybe it's an acronym. But instead of running away from my name, I was actually advised to change my name to Adam or to Al. I used it as the strength of our campaign. And so we raised enough money to get on TV. And every time I said my name in our TV spot, a big yellow duck puppet popped up and repeated it in the Aflac voice. So not dignified, but certainly memorable and very effective. I was able to win that race, and that set me up to be Cincinnati's next mayor.
Now, violent crime is up in Cincinnati. There was a mass shooting at a riverfront park last summer. There are no easy fixes here, but you have said one of the root causes is poverty. Explain a little bit more and what you want to do about it.
Well, certainly law enforcement has a role to play here to prevent violent crime and to hold violent criminals accountable. But our police chief and our law enforcement will be the first to tell you that law enforcement alone is not the solution. We cannot jail our way out of this problem. The root cause of so much of our violence is poverty. And during the pandemic, that has only been exacerbated. Our Black and brown communities have disproportionately felt the effects of this pandemic. And so as we look to interrupt the violence, certainly a part of that is law enforcement, but most of it is social determinants. Why are folks in such a dire consequence that they're reaching for a gun or they're turning to violence? What dire choices do they have to make them make those decisions? And so as we lead this government, I'm only 4 weeks in, the priority for us is really economic recovery with racial equity in the center of the frame. We need to make sure that people have access to good paying jobs with good benefits, a pipeline of wealth, particularly for our Black and brown communities. You know, we have to create opportunities in all of our 52 neighborhoods if we're going to succeed as a city. And you know, the good news is I'm so proud of the fact that we're in the national spotlight because we really are a national leader on sustainability. We're a national leader on police community relations because of our historic collaborative agreement that has been copied across the country. You know, we're because of our Bengals, we're on the national stage, but we're not just happy to be here. We belong here, and we're going to be staying here for a long time.
Well, let's talk about the game. You're going out to Los Angeles. The Rams are favored by 4 points or so. Do you have a bet going with the mayor of LA? Are you putting up some Cincinnati chili?
We've been, look, the food, the jersey, that's always available. But we've Mayor Garcetti and I have been in talks. We're in negotiations. I've consulted with some outside
negotiations.
Experts. Some ideas that people think are a good idea is to, if the Bengals win, change Los Angeles's name to LOSS Angeles for 24 hours. We'll see. I don't know if the mayor would be into that. Or if we win, getting a Hollywood Walk of Fame star in the Bengals name with the score of the game on there, that might be cool too. But we'll come up with something good. But I'm excited to go to LA and brag about Cincinnati, quite frankly. We are the world capital of sport with our college football playoff bound UC Bearcats, our the future home of our Super Bowl champion Cincinnati Bengals. We're a finalist to be a host city for the World Cup. Cincinnati right now is on fire. We are young, we are dense, we are diverse. We've got great neighborhoods that are walkable with good public transportation. If you can live and work anywhere, I want you to choose Cincinnati.
Says the man from an advertising and brand marketing capital of the country. I think you know what you're doing, sir. Okay, finally, Ohio is a huge sports state. What has this moment done for Cincinnati, people's pride in the city, and is it going to last after Monday?
Absolutely. It's been a tough year. I mean, we've early in the conversation, we touched on it. 24 months and counting of this pandemic, the ensuing economic downturn. And despite those challenges, this Bengals team with its swagger, with its confidence, with its youth, has really galvanized us, brought us together, made us hopeful and optimistic, despite the fact that we're still dealing with this pandemic. And so it's that Cincinnati swagger that's infused in this team and in this city. And I'm so grateful that everyone now in the country is aware of it.
Aftab Purival is the new mayor of Cincinnati. Good luck to you, sir. Good luck to your Bengals. And thanks for the time.
Thanks for having me on.